a good day, gentlemen. It's sunny down here in Victoria. COVID numbers are down. Footy Frenzy 2.0 starts. How are we, gentlemen?
Good, thanks, Hummer.
Yeah, good, Hum.
Oh, I'm very, very excited because we said at the end of Footy Frenzy 1.0, which of course was the, we had 20 straight
20
days of footy. And we, by the end of it, we got a little bit fatigued. But absence makes the heart grow fonder. And at the end of it, I sat down there on a Tuesday. Now, Tuesday nights, normally, I get pretty excited. I watched this two episodes of Highway Patrol into Outback Truckers. Like, that is the best 2 hour spell that you are going to have.
So you're the person that watches Outback
Truckers. I love
Truckers.
It. I flick Outback over to Seven, Truckers. Mate. Outback Truckers is a fantastic show. And I actually would love, I say this to the Dale every time, I would love to be an Outback Trucker.
How long do you expect that you're going to be still with the Dahl when you watch Outback Truckers?
No, she sits down there and does the puzzle. It's a little bit of family time. The dog sits around. It's a good show. And they just drive around the country. They get their little cabin.
They make it look good on the TV show, but it'd be boring, wouldn't it?
Do you reckon?
An Outback Trucker.
But you think you're like a trucker? Do you think you're that?
Yeah,
sort
but
of
I,
like
but I am.
Sort of.
You know, I love the Outback and just by myself, I'll put my podcast
so
in.
So you could drive a truck across the Nullarbor.
Yep.
Consistently.
Yep,
wow.
Easily.
Oh, yeah. Good on you then.
I've driven the Nullarbor once before. But anyway, even though I had Outback Truckers and Highway Patrol on, I found myself a bit upset. I found myself a bit down because I got so used to having footy every single night for the first time in our entire lives in a year where we've just been struggling so hard and everything's been so miserable. But it's back. We've got 17 straight days. And to be honest, I feel that everyone is just getting up and about.
I feel that we are getting up and about because of what we're going through here in Victoria. I'm not sure it's as exciting in other states. We can actually go out.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, we can go out for dinner or go to the pub. But here in Victoria, we're looking forward to it again. But we're not having it ever again.
You know, I'm going to put this question to you. What would you do? What are you going to do differently this Footy Frenzy than you did last Footy Frenzy?
I'm not going to do anything differently. I'm going to do
did
the
you
same
watch every
thing.
Game?
I'm going to watch every night, yeah.
In the bungalow?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't want this to ever happen. Some people are suggesting we have a Footy Frenzy every year. No, I like the idea of a few days off, getting over the weekend and looking forward to the next weekend. Now, I don't think we ever want to lose that.
But I've always been very jealous of how the Americans have it, where they have sport on every night. I've always said, how nice would it be coming home from work every day, flicking on the TV, and you get to watch the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's nice to look forward to on the weekends, I think. Footy's a weekend game. I still like it being Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I do like the Thursday night games, I must admit that. But if I was going to do something differently, Hummer, I would get the kids organised earlier. So I'd make dinner maybe at 4:30, feed them at 5.
A 5 o'clock dinner?
5 o'clock. Kids eat at 5. They get hungry.
They get angry.
You want to see someone get hangry, you watch a 5-year-old kid, they lose their shit.
Yeah.
So just organise a bit earlier. And the other thing I got wrong, I reckon, is the total points lines. I couldn't quite get the overs and unders.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
going to
get
them
this time?
I'm going to get them this time, Matt.
Now, have we changed? I haven't been keeping that much right because I'm a big Same Game Multi. Every single day you fire up your WhatsApp and you sit there, have your Same Game Multi on, you're texting throughout the night. It's one of the greatest things you can do. But how's the scoring been? Is it still
up and down?
Still low?
Up and down. Some games come out and they blow it away. They get 140, 150. Then some games are like 70, 80. So it's hard to pick. And particularly because it's being played in different neutral venues that you're not used to. Like if the MCG, you know what the conditions are going to be. You know what the air quality is going to be. You know when the dew's coming in. But like a game this weekend that's being played in Alice Springs, you don't know what the dew's going to be. You don't know how quickly it's going to be with the conditions. Last week in Darwin, I felt that the first game, the night before, who played the first game?
Carlton
and the Suns. Very slippery, really slippery. The same game the next night Essendon Richmond wasn't as slippery. They seem to be handling the ball a lot better. So one day to the next, you can't tell the conditions that well.
Hey, you speak of your 5-year-old. Now, that's Jude.
Yep.
You had a kick with Jude during the week?
Yes, I did. I did. I want to know, and obviously being a parent and he's my first boy, and I think back to when I was 5 and I was plucking them and I could lace out the old man. I'm a bit concerned about his progress. And I've got 4 kids and I always worry that I'm not spending enough time individual each of them because
it's hard to spend a little, you know, hours.
I found myself getting frustrated that he couldn't mark it and he wasn't that interested in marking it. And then I felt like, hang on, am I turning into mere docker gear? And I was just a bit worried about, I was telling him, mate, you can't be scared of the ball. Like I'd throw it up and I felt like he was just a little bit tentative. I said, you've got to be able to wear one if you're going to be a footballer.
Yeah.
And then I had to check myself and go, The kid's five. Maybe not, I just need these back.
But not everyone's Matt Rao. You don't just come in and go bang. Some people take years to develop. Maybe Jude's a bit of a slow learner.
He could be a slow developer, Matthew.
Will he play AFL?
actually, make a call. Make a call.
Will he play? Because you father son for both clubs?
The Bulldogs, yeah.
Just the Bulldogs?
Yeah, it'll be good enough. I'll teach you.
You reckon?
I will say this.
You know what this maybe Nathan is just hasn't been, you know, giving him enough time. You've got to give more time to the boy.
Well, you come over and you try and deal with four kids.
You don't want me teaching him how to kick.
I'll teach you. I was a very good 5-year-old footballer.
Hey?
I was the best at my primary school up until. Because I was a big kid. Yeah, I was a big kid.
I remember
those big kids at primary school.
See, I'm saying this is a positive for Jude. You don't want to be the man boy.
No,
the man
don't.
Boy comes in and has a few good years and dies out. You want to be the guy that comes in and just develops along.
We had Dreamtime at Darwin for the first time. Of course, Dreamtime, the match that they play once a year on the Saturday night between Richmond and Essendon, always been at the MCG. Yeah. They had it, of course, because we've got COVID everywhere down here. They took it up to Darwin and it was magnificent, wasn't it? Just the whole way they did it. I mean, you know, yes, you didn't have the big lights and the massive amount of dancing stuff they have at the MCG, but this one just felt felt right.
And Richmond and Essendon are made for Dreamtime, and it was a great initiative years ago by Kevin Sheedy, because you think about it, Sheeds, when he was coaching Essendon, he was one of the first coaches to really go up to the NT and recruit a lot of Indigenous players to come down to Essendon. And then, of course, Maurice Rioli was one of the first really big names to cross over here to Victoria, to Richmond. So up in Darwin, there are so many Longs and Riolis and they all barrack for Richmond or Essendon. So it worked perfectly. Can we have it again in the future? I reckon we could. Not every year.
Can't we have one game at the MCG? Can't we have Dreamtime twice? And that Essendon and Richmond play...
They do
twice every year.
Normally,
one at the MCG, one in Darwin.
It's not a bad idea.
Could we do that every year?
I reckon we could,
And on the back of that, I'll ask you another question. Eddie Betts, one of my favourite players of all time. Matty Lloyd has suggested that maybe he should wind it up at the end of the year, that maybe his use-by date has gone. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you've got to look at what Carlton's got inside forward 50. Young Fisher's coming along. He's developing as a small forward. So
you're retiring Eddie as well?
No, I'm not. I think
sounded like it.
That might be our soundbite for the press.
No, I think he's got
one more
year.
Longing for one.
I'd give him one more year, Eddie.
I think everybody was talking about how much he fumbled the other night. But, yeah, he fumbled a little bit. But then I reckon he took a little bit step further and was paddling the ball to himself. It was a little bit of theatrics. But I still think I'd like to see Eddie Betts play one more year. And I think Carlton, if they can try and get another small forward like they tried to go after Papley last year, to add to that, and then maybe Eddie doesn't play every week, but I think that'd be a good balance.
And Jack Martin is not he doesn't play like a small forward. He plays a bit taller. I'd give him another year.
Last week, Tom Lynch, you know, was very divisive. In fact, he split the footy community. I said that he's an absolute dog.
I don't think he split the footy community. I reckon there was like 15% of people who are morons who couldn't quite get their head around the fact that there was nothing that he did wrong and the fact that Michael Hurley...
I'm rewinding the week before and I'm talking his track record beforehand.
What's he done that's been so bad? He gave a love tap to Sam Collins who gave it to him the week before and then he pushed someone's head as he got up.
It's not...
I
don't think it's a great look for the game. And this is someone that has already had... He's already on probation. And he continues to do it.
I think he was fined and none of those incidents were worth more than a fine. So I think the effect of having two or three in a row, some people jumped onto that. But you've got to judge each of them in isolation and none of them were a serious offence. And the last one in particular, why that went to the tribunal was an absolute waste of time.
The last one was a bit too big. You can't judge
one
it.
Who says everybody gets outraged all the time. Yep. You're an outrager.
No, but
you're being an outrager right now.
I don't
think
you can judge it in isolation because that's like saying someone that has been caught drink driving four times gets caught the fifth time. You've got to judge it what's happened before.
Yeah, but none of them.
He's got a record for whacking blokes behind. Yes, not hard. Yes, not high. But he has got a record for doing it and he continues to do it.
I think to take your point on, Rich, I think now he's got to realise that, hey, I've maybe just got to stop throwing my arms around.
And I'm
going to
have cameras on me the whole time.
But none of those incidents were serious, and I think the outrage, as we say, was over the top. But the last one in particular, should never have gone to the tribunal. What a waste of time and money. That cost $15,000 to put on that
Why such anger towards him, though? I don't understand that. You were angry, and you're angry enough to write an offensive tweet about it and send it out.
It wasn't an offensive tweet.
I liken him and his issues at the moment. Tommy Hawkins has done that his whole career. Now, when Tommy Hawkins does it, people go, oh, it's a bit silly, Tom. There's not the vitriol and around and the aggressive stuff in the media towards Tom Hawkins there was Tom Lynch. They're not different. Exactly the same.
You know why? Because there's... And I'm not pigeonholing all of the journalists here, but there were maybe one or two journalists that took it too far, and they've got a lot of followers, and then all the followers... It's the pile-on effect that we have
with
everything.
That's what happens.
Who took it too far, mate?
I'm not going to name individuals.
John Ralph?
No, not... Yeah, no, it was John Ralph.
He was the one that said he needs to get a week. He'll be getting a week for this.
Yeah, I think he went too far, John.
You need to be careful what you put on Twitter, by the way.
No, why, Brandy?
I think you go too far.
I'll take that. Obviously, there was the issue that
we've been suspended before.
We've overcome
that
issue.
You're a bit like Tom Lynch yourself, aren't you?
Which he promoted all week. Did you see that?
Oh, you've got to do your little bit for your brand. Hey, Joe Danaher, this is a good story.
It is a good story.
And I reckon, you come up against a Hawthorn defence, you know I'm a Hawthorn supporter, he could, with no Sicily back there either, he could have an absolute field day in his first game back tonight.
I hope he plays well, but I just hope he gets through the game. Because it's so important for Essendon and Joey, because let's be honest, there's a lot of speculation whether he'll stay at Essendon or leave. So it's a win-win for Essendon. They need Joe to get out there and see that he's fit. And Joe needs to know that he's fit, and so do any potential suitors. So, gee, I hope he goes all right.
Joe Danaher's in full flight are the type of players now that people get excited about. You know, you don't get excited about a Lachie Neale having 40 touches. You're not tuning in to watch Lachie Neale have 40 touches. You are tuning in to see these big boys, like Tom Hawkins did the other day.
Apart from the footy world, who gets to see Tom Hawkins play, right? And we all want to see him play because he's a great player. Where's the upside for A, himself, and B, the Bombers if he gets injured? That's the only... If I'd be a fly in the ointment, I'm sitting there going, not many games to go this year. The Bombers are, you know, 50-50 whether they make the finals. If he gets injured again, the value that Essendon have for him to offload him still isn't as good, and the price that he wants, probably he doesn't get if he gets injured again at the end of this year.
So do you think Joey's probably not desperate himself to get out there to show anyone...
I still think it's a risk. He could come out and have a great three or four games, but you know, as a big forward, and
it's going to take a few weeks.
Yeah, you need to get your touch. And there's been no games to get his touch in.
Yeah.
So does he hurt himself by playing? He might come out and be unbelievable, and his price skyrockets back to that 800, 900 grand that he probably wants, maybe even a million he was asking for. But if he gets injured again, all of a sudden you're looking at someone who might be worth 4 or 5. It might be low, but I tell you what, maybe don't want to take someone who's been injury after injury into a team.
Are you allowed to say no? Could Joe Danaher say, I don't want to play?
No, but this is the thing.
I think he wants to play.
He wants to play. I reckon, one, because he wants to prove to himself that his body is okay and can stand up. And two, he wants to play to show a Brisbane or a Sydney that he's still got plenty of years left and he can still play.
I hope he does well. I hope he plays well next year and doesn't get injured.
There's reports going around that he's actually quite happy at Tullamarine.
Yeah, and then you're hearing other people.
Who would know?
I think he may want to go somewhere
else. Would you have him at Richmond? I mean, obviously not Richmond. You don't need him at Richmond. But if you were another
club... If I needed a tall forward and Joe plays the next four games and shows that his body's okay, I'd take a real chance
I was Collingwood, I would be doing everything I can to get Joe Danaher to that footy club.
Yeah, good point.
Now, those that are watching, of course, if you're listening, you can't see our studio, but those that are watching, you notice that this week there seems to be a lack of furphy on the table, Richo.
Well, I thought the deal was I bought in a slab and that was the end of the photos.
No, the deal was a slab per week.
Oh, no, I'm not
And
doing
these
that.
Photos, no. But Richo, I'm going to give you one last chance.
No.
These photos are way worse than brownies.
I don't care, mate. I'm not going to be bribed by you each week for a slab.
Well, geez, I reckon you're going to regret saying those words because these are bad. Now, of course, if you are listening...
Furphies already?
If you are listening, I'm in lockdown, mate. I don't have 8 beers a night. I'm like that hypothetical we did. Now, if you are listening, of course, head on to our Instagram page to have a look at this photo. But if you are watching, look at the screen now.
Have a look. It's a pretty good photo, actually, to be honest. You look good.
You are ripped.
That's why I didn't bring a slab in, mate.
You want it out there.
Your hair's thick too. Look at it.
What's the? So the listeners, if you haven't seen this,
Am I sick in that photo though? I seem to have lumps all over my stomach.
That was the men for all seasons calendar.
So what type of Nick? So just to describe those that are listening, and of course head across to the Sportsman Instagram page to have a look at that. It's Richo in black and white. Your hair is down to your shoulder. You're Tarzan, and you are jacked.
You know where that was. I'm in the Yarra River there, pulling a canoe along like Bear Grylls or Albie Magnus.
I did a lookalike segment last week, and when I was doing the lookalike segment, doing the research for it, there was all these lookalikes coming up for our man here.
Oh.
And the most one that people put forward, he looks like Alanis Morissette. Remember the singer from Jagged Little Pill? They put it side by side, and I sent you the photo, and
it does look a little bit like
you look like a Alanis Morissette.
Gee, she'd be flat though.
Oh, Richo's angry next.
And it's doing my f***ing head in.
I wasn't that angry today, and I actually didn't have anything to get angry about because I'm not going to fabricate it until I got out of my car. Now, we're in the city and we're allowed to be here. We've got permits and we come in to do this podcast. So I've parked just down in Flinders Lane, and I'm doubling down here. I get out of my car, and guess who I spotted in Flinders Lane?
No.
Boys? Two parking inspectors.
Bill and Ben, the flower
two
pot men.
Two parking inspectors. So I asked myself again, how is that an essential service? Do you see it? How?
And after you told me that last week, I parked out the front on Friday in Collins Street, $165 fine. You're going to pay for that.
This is an outrage, an absolute outrage. How can parking inspectors...
That's a work card expense.
Now, I don't want people not to work, hum.
Nope.
I want people to work. But lots of people have been forced to stay at home and can't work, including a lot of my friends that own small businesses.
Pubs.
That are going under because they're not allowed to go to work. So why are parking inspectors going to work and giving people tickets, and particularly giving tickets around hospitals, which we went over a few weeks ago? It's an absolute disgrace.
Yep,
it is.
Are you angry? If you look at the rundown, it suggests you might.
I am, huh? Boy, am I angry.
He's angry, isn't he?
Boy, am I angry. I don't get angry that often.
This is Nathan. He doesn't want to be here today. This is typical Nathan.
Do you know what he said before? He goes, "Hey, go print me out a rundown." He goes, "Richo print is at home. Who prints stuff at home?
Who's got a printer at home?
What do you mean? I do.
Why? Why wouldn't you need a printer?
He doesn't want to be here today.
No,
we're in here waiting to do this podcast, and he's sitting out there on his iPad readjusting his apps.
I was doing that before. Readjusting it. Hey, I don't know whether you've...
So were you angry?
I am angry.
Yeah,
I am angry. Every day there's a knock at the door, and I'm like, who could be here? Nobody's allowed to come. Nobody's allowed to come to the house.
Yep.
And every day it's the Australia Post guy, the Star Trek Express, or the DHL guy, and he goes, "I've got a package." Well, I go, "Let me guess, it's for Christine Brown, is it?" Every day, Richo, at the moment, I'm like, we're in lockdown, we're in a pandemic, it's time to tighten the belt.
Yeah.
Right? And she got a pair of shoes yesterday, these pair of Adidas sneakers from JD Sports, and they're $180, but they were the wrong colour, slightly wrong colour.
Right.
And they were a size too big.
Oh.
So I said to her, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
That fit you.
She said, my mum's a size bigger than me. And I said, perfect. I said, she'd love them. She goes, yeah. She goes, okay, put them up in the cupboard, give them to her for Christmas. Perfect. She's a size bigger.
Good.
She was like, no. She'll want them now. She'll give them to her now. But then I said, but then we'd have to get her another present for Christmas. I said, it doesn't make sense to me. You've got a present right there. Put it in the cupboard. She doesn't know that you've got it now and it's too big for you. You don't have to tell her that.
But this is the world we're living in
now. So she'll get another package come, another pair of shoes. What are you going to do with the old ones?
This is the problem.
I don't get that.
The generation of people we're creating now as human beings, my daughters have got more toys than I had or any of my siblings had in our entire lifetime. They're 3 and 6 weeks old.
Yeah.
They get whatever they want when they want it, and we're creating an absolute problem.
Too many toys.
It's a ridiculous... My wife, it's the same thing. Every single day a box comes. I've had enough.
Now, last week we went into an area that we haven't quite gone before, that we went to the lifestyle side of things because, we've got two... you both would have been on postcards, I'm sure, at some stage of your time.
So
we went into the lifestyle and with rave reviews. The punters just absolutely loved it.
What was the lifestyle thing we went into?
You talking about your shitty trips.
The holiday, the Japanese.
The holidays. So we're delving into that area again. And I'm doing it with a food review. Did you just lose your... We're not going to stop because we're sick of Brownie. He's just kicked out his microphone. He's got no comments. But Richo.
Yes.
There's a couple of things I want to bring up. Now, you know I'm a big food guy.
You are a big foodie.
I'm a big foodie.
Yeah, we can see you cover all, you know, bases with your food. You can go the fine dining or you're a good takeaway man.
I'm a big takeaway man. So there's a couple of things that have been... Now, of course, I've spoke about my disdain for Doritos Australia in the fact that they won't bring the number one Dorito to our shores.
There's
got to
be a
burn.
Reason, though, Hum, if you found out.
Well, I can't understand it because they mix Doritos Burn with this shitty Mountain Dew flavour and it's in the one packet. But you got to eat the Mountain Dew chips to get the Doritos Burn.
Have you written them?
Yes, so many times. I would have said 30 messages on Instagram to Doritos Australia and they don't reply. Once they replied to me, they said, get excited, they might be on our shores soon. Get stuffed, Doritos. Then what they do...
I reckon they tested the market and found out that there was
no market.
But
it sells...
Here.
It goes berserk. It goes absolutely berserk.
In America?
No, and here. They had Doritos Burn here. Then they bought a thing called Spidey Spice, right? They did it in conjunction with the new Spider-Man film. It had a little bit of heat, but it was tangy. And then they got rid of it. But I would have kept that.
Do you like light and tangy, the Thins ones? They're good, aren't they?
No.
They make me sweat. Okay. I sweat when I have tangy
things. I don't like all these new flavours of chips. Just give me salt and vinegar.
Well, no, just give us Doritos Burn. Now, you know what they did? I had a message. Someone sent me a photo of flaming hot Doritos, which I thought, finally, 3 years of campaigning, it comes in. Yeah. They're not flame hot Doritos. What they've done, if they've got Cheese Supreme Doritos and they've just put a little bit of the flaming hot seasoning on it. You can't taste a thing other than Cheese Supreme and a tiny bit of a kick. Now, this was Doritos' chance to bring Doritos Burn back to Australia and they stuffed it. So I probably have 3 or 4 packets of Doritos a day. A week.
No, I can see you have 3 or 4 a day.
Can you do a day?
Get stuffed. I'm having CCs. And I will not have Dorito. I will not eat another Dorito until they bring it back. Another one.
You're passionate about this, aren't you?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
This week, or last week, Hungry Jack's bought out the Big Jack. Now, the Big Jack is their...
It's like a Big Mac,
It's like a Big Mac, but it's their take on it. Now, I went and had one. Now, I have, again, I've probably had 2 Big Macs a week for 30 years.
We're getting a real picture of your diet here, huh?
And it's not good.
The Big Jack is a fantastic burger.
Right.
It's a good burger. If I hadn't been eating Big Macs for 30 years, It's got the double bun. It's got the mustard, the pickly sauce, the cheese, the bun, the pickles. It's a great burger.
Tomato?
No tomato. If I hadn't been eating Big Macs for 30 years, very diced up tiny. It's actually in the sauce.
Sesame seeds?
On the bun, yep.
Okay.
So... The Big Jack.
Yeah.
I would eat it, right? If I hadn't had a Big Mac for 30 years, this would be a much better burger.
It's better than the Big Mac.
It is better than the Big Mac, but my taste buds are so in tune with Big Macs, so I have to stick with them. But then they've come out and
made... That doesn't make sense to me. You found a burger that's better.
Yep.
But you are going to stick with the burger that you think is inferior because you've...
Well, no, just because my taste buds are in tune. My taste buds think that the Big Mac is better, but the Big Jack is a better burger.
Doesn't make sense.
Then they've released... You're separate. They've made a Mega Jack. It's called the Mega Jack, and it's a massive version of Big Mac.
Is that like the Pounder?
Yeah, it's like the Pounder, but Big Mac version.
Yeah.
Now, McDonald's have been sitting on the Big Mac. They go, we discovered the Big Mac 60 years ago. We're just going to sit on that and not reinvent, not create. They haven't added a Big Mac-themed burger to their menu in years.
But they don't have to.
Well, they do, because look what Hungry Jack's have come over the top and created a better burger, and Macca's can get stuffed. So I'm going to Hungry Jack's now instead of McDonald's until they get creative with their menu.
If you've got something brilliant, why change it, Richard?
Yeah, I don't think you need to.
Remember, Coke tried to change Coke to New Coke and it didn't work out for them.
No, but just because you can always make things better.
No, you can't.
It made me think because obviously in lockdown, now I'm looking a little bit more svelte than normal. I've lost 6 kilos thanks to Sam Wood and I haven't been at it, you know, I can't eat as many of them. But in lockdown, we've been eating a lot of food, haven't we? And I want to go, what's been your number one takeaway? Now, of course, I know you spoke about that your hobby in lockdown was going to be you're going to start an Instagram for Vietnamese rolls.
Pork rolls.
But what's been your favourite ISO takeaway?
Good question. I've discovered a new chicken and chip place up in Thornbury, called the Croxton Roosters, right? And then now normally when I go to a chicken and chip place, I'd just get my half a chicken and chips, okay? But I went up in takeaway mode. I've gone up to Croxton Roosters and I've discovered the best chicken schnitzel burger in Melbourne. It is unbelievable. It's as simple as your nice chicken schnitzel.
Yep.
Right? Your crumb schnitzel, fried up beautifully with a bit of lettuce and mayo. That is it.
Yeah, that's it. No cheese, no tomato. Nah, you don't need it.
That's all. Mate, this is the best burger I've had, chicken burger that I've had. But their chips. The chips at Croxton Roosters in Thornbury, the best chips in Melbourne.
Now, do you like a crispier chip or a softer chip?
No, I like it. I like crispy, but with just a good seasoning on it, and they've just nailed it perfectly. What do you add, Nate?
I had a really good chicken curry the other night, but the butter chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Butter chicken's the go-to in our house.
You know they don't have butter chicken in India? Yeah, it's a Western take on
the
dish.
Yeah, and it's good.
It's like an Aussie.
You can improve on something.
It's like an Aussie pizza with pineapple on it, isn't it?
Every time, butter chicken. And you can't miss with a butter chicken. Even if it's like pizza. If it's bad, it's still good.
Yeah.
Unless the chicken's off, which then you've got an issue. But the butter chicken. Oh.
The butter chicken at Horn Please in North Fitzroy. I reckon it's the best. It's better than the one you bought the other day.
Did you see the bloke that got fined who went from Werribee into the CBD to get his butter chicken?
Must have been good.
But do you know what I'm doing? Because I like that you brought up the chicken burger or the chicken schnitzel burger. Because I'm going to say this, and this is going. I know this is going to ruffle some feathers. The chicken burger on a pub meal, the fried chicken burger. Some have it called the southern fried buttermilk chicken burger.
The
chicken
yeah.
burger on a pub menu is the unsung hero, the most underrated menu on a pub item. So much so, once COVID is over and we're allowed to travel within the state, we are launching a competition, statewide competition, to find the number one chicken burger in the state. So if you're listening, send us on Instagram. You can get to the Sportsbet Instagram or any of our individual pages.
I wonder if anyone's had one of these burgers from Croxton Roosters. Let me know that I'm not just making
this up. Let Richo know you got his handle or the Sportsbet handle. Now, Brownie. It's not often you come up with good segments. Not since the... Do you remember when Brownie used to do the movie scenes last year?
I didn't mind that.
The first few were right. They tape it off after a while.
But you started one now. You're just thinking like... I don't know how... Explain how it came about.
Well, we're talking about movies and we're talking about footy. And we thought, why don't we put them together? And what would your team be as a movie at the moment?
Right
so
now.
Any sort of movie right now.
I like it.
So the obvious one, and we put it out to the Sportsbet family and we got so many entries as to your team. We've got some NRL ones as well. But so I'll kick it off. The number one theme coming back for Adelaide was the Titanic. Because they have had an absolute shocker of a season. So the Titanic. A couple of other ones I had the Brisbane Lions, as I bring this up here. The Young Guns. Remember the movie Young Guns? They've got so many young guns in
Emilio
their side.
Emilio Estevez,
Lou Diamond Phillips. So what I did was I took the cast for that. And so I've got Emilio Estevez as Lockie Neal. Now you can see the resemblance there. Emilio Estevez and Lockie Neal. Yep. Lou Diamond Phillips and Eric Hipwood, both tall, both skinny with the long hair. Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland, guess who I had him as? Daniel Rich. He's got the blonde hair. Kiefer Sutherland, the guy from 24.
Yep.
You got no idea I'm talking about.
No, I know Kiefer Sutherland.
And Charlie Sheen, good looking,
yep.
structured, nice hair, Stephen Martin.
Yes.
So, two brothers in that one movie.
So Estevez and Sheen are brothers.
Yeah.
I like that, Nate. I've got a couple. Now, this one wasn't from me. It was on, one of our suggestions. So don't double up here. For West Coast Eagles, free Willie Rioli. That's not bad. Poor Will. I feel sorry for Willie. Hopefully he can get back. A few came through for Richmond. Obviously Richmond, I reckon they've been targeted a bit lately. I'm probably biased, but the accused, Richmond with Jay Foster. No, the accused.
Oh, what's wrong? There's one got a
That's
suggestion
another
from
movie.
Matt Williams called Wrongly Accused.
I like this one. This is for earlier in the year, A Star Is Born, the Gold Coast Suns with Matt Rowe.
Yeah, very nice.
And our old teammate, Nathan, Adam Patterson, Big Paddo, he's sent through No Country for Old Men for Hawthorn with all their plus 30.
That's not bad.
A couple of other ones.
Yeah, half-baked West Coast.
Why?
Well, probably back to the Willie Rioli stuff, I think. Ocean's 11, Essendon robbed by the umpires. That's shit. The Only Way Is Up, Geelong. There's a few that I definitely can't say. Groundhog Day, Melbourne. That's not bad.
Yeah, no, don't mind that.
Four-year-old Virgin, Adelaide. So we got some great suggestions coming through.
North Melbourne, A Few Good Men. They're struggling at the moment. They need a few better men. Yeah. Collingwood, Bad Boys. They've had a few issues this year. Still side bottom, obviously. So
send a few more through.
Send
for
them
next
in.
Week.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, please do. Trumpet Award next. Brownie not very happy with my work from that last seg. Well,
we had so many suggestions.
We had so many good movie suggestions about size, and you read out some horrendous ones.
I did read out some horrendous ones. I'll get the good ones next week and continue to send them through. Now, I have a up-to-date leaderboard. I just feel a pep in my step when I've got an up-to-date leaderboard. I went through and did it. Lachie Neal, 15. Of course, we had him wrongly on 3 a few weeks ago. Tom Hawkins, 10. Toby Green, 9.
It's Matt starting Rout. To actually take the right shape, isn't it?
Then the worst leaderboard, Adelaide Crows on 6, still side bottom on 6. Collingwood, 5. Umpires on 5. Dan Andrews bumped all the way down to 3.
He'll get a few more soon.
Hummer's still in there at 3. All right, your best ons to start, please, gentlemen.
All right, best on. I gave one vote to Travis Boak. What a year he's having. 34 touches, 16 contested against Hawthorn. What a star. He's playing the best footy of his career. Yep. At what age, 32, no?
Yep.
This man here, he just comes back in and doesn't miss a beat. Jeremy McGovern, 8 intercept marks last week, 12 intercept possessions. He was outstanding. And another good interceptor who I reckon we've missed a bit. He's been really good this year. So I've given him 3 votes this week. Luke Ryan, just having an unbelievable season for the Dockers.
Yes, well done, Matthew. I gave one vote to Marcus Bontempelli just for a month of good work. 742 metres gain from 21 disposals in a shortened game. It's extraordinary. Yeah. Like, good games of 400 metres gain at the moment. He had 742. Geelong are flying at the moment, and obviously we talk about Dangerfield, we talk about Tom Hawkins, but Cam Guthrie at the moment is racking up so much disposal. He is flying.
Just about their best midfielder at the moment?
I reckon he's just about. He's even Menegola, yeah. What's elevated them.
And Duncan.
He's a good same-game multi.
And the Blues, I thought Mark Murphy's game the other night, when everybody else fumbled, it was Mark Murphy of old. He was clean. His skill level was brilliant. The kicks he was kicking through the middle of the ground, I thought, well done to Mark Murphy.
Yeah, he had a good game up in Darwin. I'll tell you who didn't have a good game up in Darwin. The Suns forward line, and this is almost for the last 2 weeks. They've taken 5 marks inside 50 in the last 2 weeks, the Gold Coast Suns. So I gave their forward line 1 vote. The Sydney Swans only kicked 2 goals in a game of AFL footy. I mean, that's harking back to the early 1900s sort of stuff. They got 2 votes, and he hasn't voted much this year, but he's back with a vengeance. The match review officer, Michael Christian, gets 3.
Chris, well, do you know why he hasn't? Because you guys have been a lot more specific with your worst on votes. Like, the AFL has got some, the umpires have got some. We haven't given any specific
to him. I just thought
that
Tom Lynch, not one single football expert thought that he was going to be rubbed out once that went to the tribunal. So it was just a waste of money when AFL shouldn't be wasting money.
What the 15 grand goes on?
Well, the QCs.
Jeez, that's not a bad earn.
They cost about 5 grand
an hour.
Not
a bad earn, 5 minutes work.
So one vote. You can't you can't win a game before it starts, but I believe you can lose a game before it starts, Matthew.
Right.
And the Confucius Premier says. Of Western Australia, I thought McGowan lost the grand final when he said that we're playing hard to get. When he said we're playing hard to get for the grand final, I thought it's clearly going to go to Brisbane. They want it, but I thought
he's done a good job with COVID, but he's got a little bit.
He's not a salesman, is he? He needs to stay in his lane.
I like how happy he is with himself, and I like guys with swagger, but I didn't think he needed to roll that in. I just think he needs a lesson on where to limit the swagger.
Do you model yourself on?
No, I do not, Matthew. 2 votes. The Lynch mob. Anybody who thought that Tom Lynch, that's including you. Actually, I'll go John Ralph. 2 votes to John Ralph. He was the head of the Lynch mob. And he was the one that thought that he was going to get done. And 3 votes to Michael Christian.
Wow. So just like that, he's had a flawless record. Our man Christo goes straight up to the top six.
What? Just in his defence, it's a thankless job.
It is.
The match
he's on a hiding to nothing.
It's
now,
not hard to get right now either.
We still haven't had a multi hit since the first one. Gentlemen, that was my fault again this week.
Mate.
I know.
Get your stuff together.
I know. So who are we going? Who are we going this week? I'm going to kick us off. Essendon at $1.80 today with Joe Danaher back against the hapless Hawthorn defence goes in for me. Brownie?
Port Adelaide, 40 plus against Sydney. I think it is $2.50.
Okay. Can I throw North Melbourne in just to win?
Wow. All right. There we go. So those 3 legs comes to a total of $10.84. $50 on. We'll round that up to $50. $500 will go to a punter should that one salute. All right, time for Hummotheticals.
Do you feel like you've made it?
I've had a big couple of weeks. I've had a little stinger made for Hummotheticals. I've had the whisper.
Have you seen the amount of stingers Wally has in Three Wide No Cover with Julian Balance and Simon Marshall? You'd think that he's the star. He's got three stingers that he throws to of himself, and then he looks at the boys and he goes, "What do you reckon about that, boys?"
Well, we've got a very, very talented producer came on, of course. Nathan John from Eddie McGuire's Empire has come on, which is why the show has just gone up in standard a little bit.
The production value has the talent hasn't improved much. Mm.
All right, Hummotheticals this week. Now, again, I've palmed off some of these. These have come from a few different people, some from online as well. The first one has come from a lad who messaged me on Twitter. Don't really understand it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I like when people send us in. Would you rather have extra taste buds on your fingertips or be able to taste everything you smell? It's a tough one, isn't it?
Jeez.
I don't know if I want to be tasting everything on my fingertips. Oh, so it's a bad thing, actually. So you're saying, what would you?
You don't have taste buds on your
fingertips. Yeah, so it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You don't have taste buds on your fingertips. Is he saying, would you like them on your fingertips?
That's weird, mate. Next one.
It's a strange one. Would you rather give up showering for a month or give up the internet for a month?
I'm happy to skip a shower.
You're not allowed to like pool, you know, swim your pool or ocean.
In this COVID stuff we're going through and looking at the news and, you know, getting smacked by trolls online.
You're going to say the internet.
I'm going to give up the internet.
Well, how can you tweet though without the internet, Richard?
It doesn't matter.
You like to tweet about Tassie.
Well, I do.
You tweet about Tassie and defence, and you're tweeting everyone these days.
You are. You're like a backwards and forwardser.
Now, I'm going to give you a one-off payment of $100,000.
Right? I am actually.
You and Steve-O quite often.
That out.
Yeah.
I need
you
to
do.
Pull up.
You do.
I do. Oh, thanks.
When do you do
look out.
You like one
what
of these.
What are you doing most of your tweeting?
Guys are going big brother. You
after
know, one of these,
footy games.
You're searching for fame for some reason.
I like to tweet after a game and just see what people have been saying about.
But you tweet games. A lot during the week and a lot of different areas. I will
Don't
say
you
this.
Talk about tweeting. Get into the next
All
one.
Right, I'll give you $1 million. But every time you get in a lift, I'm going to change this to $100,000. I'll give you $100,000, but every single time you get in a lift for the rest of your life, it doesn't matter where you are, who you're with, you're going to drop your guts. And it's a real, real bad dropping of guts. Like, people almost suffocate.
I drop my guts.
Yep.
Yeah, take the
You won't get
You get $100,000 for that. For the
rest of your But you get one-off payment, $100,000, but you're dropping your guts bad every single time. You can be, you know, with
I don't. The way we're going, I won't be getting in many lifts because we can't go anywhere, so I'll take that 100.
All right, would you rather have out-of-control body hair or a strong, pungent body odour?
Oh. Now, you can always trim the hair off, but it's hard to get rid of the odour.
Yeah, all right, me too.
This one's for you, Richo. For the rest of your life, every single time you consume a beer, Brownie gets that eczema on his neck again.
Like an inch at the moment.
She want me to give up beer so Brownie can have a clean
complexion.
Neck. No, sorry, Brownie. Get some cream.
All right, the last one. I like this one. It's very similar to the snail. If we remember the snail.
Who sent that one through?
Nath John did. Would you rather spend 1 year in jail? This is a great one, actually. Would you rather spend 1 year in jail or have a psychopathic clown hunting you down for 1 year? But it's an unknown year. Well, it's tough.
Which jail?
I'll say it's medium. No, it's tough. You're in San Quentin. No, you're at
Barwon.
You're at Barwon.
Can I kill the clown if I find him?
Yep. How are you going to kill a clown? You keep saying this. This is what you said with the snail. You'd be no more likely to kill a snail than the clown.
I'm
not going to jail.
You're not going?
No. Brownie would not cope in jail.
I'd
be fine, Richo.
Mate, I couldn't cope at night, some psycho
no,
clown
yeah, clown's
in your room.
Coming. And it's but it's only for a 1 year period.
No, I wouldn't like it. I don't like things
in the
night.
I'd take jail. You and I'd be fine in jail. You'd be no good.
Remember Witchy Poo in HR Puff and stuff?
You're gonna go to jail for a year.
I think I'll...
Richo be fine.
There you go, mate. There you go.
All right,
I'm scared of
Witchy
Poo.
Hey, next week, of course, I spoke to our good man Aaron over at TaylorMade, and he has got some stuff in the works. TaylorMade are going that back, well. Well, Dustin Johnson, another TaylorMade winner. He won
29
so easy.
Under Dustin
he is
Johnson.
Flying. Yeah. And I'm just drawing a few parallels since we came on board TaylorMade. They're going very well. So well that they are sold out of clubs in Australia, but we've managed to secure just a couple. So next week, we've got a big competition. So a big thanks to TaylorMade. Thanks, good luck on the punt this weekend. Gamble responsibly.